America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good morning, Hampton Roads. Actually, this afternoon, it's 12:30 on the radio dial, 12:30 on the clock dial. I guess we're at 100.1 on the radio dial.
100.1, 96.9, and 1270, actually.
Yep. And so that the, have we already switched over to the 1270 or that's in effect now?
Yes.
So I guess that's a Newport News crowd that we're speaking to. Have you heard much about how that's doing as far as people, tuning in and listening to, the program?
I think people are finding, you know, it. We've had a few questions here and there, but most people were able to still listen on the FM stations. And I think we've added a few extra people who are tuning in on 1270 and getting our programming. It was one of our other frequencies before and had different programming on it. But people are enjoying it and finding the programming. So we're glad to have it.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. So could you share with folks who's sponsoring this program?
Well, that's you, Steve. Steve is the Alliance Legal Group, great organization, firm here in our Hampton Roads area. If you're not familiar with them, I invite you to go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. Now, Alliance Legal Group has four locations throughout Hampton Roads, and they're able to meet with you in person or virtually or on the phone to talk to you about your legal needs, bankruptcy, and other legal needs. So if you're looking to do something and need some help in that area, go to debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com, and you can chat there, find out more information again, like I said, and definitely do sponsor them. If you know of a friend or somebody that needs some legal help, point them in that direction to Alliance Legal Group, and they do help to support this programming and keep the Faith and Freedom program on the air for us. It is a call and talk show. You can call in and talk to Steve and ask questions. So it's 488-5299, 488-5299. If you have a question or a comment, maybe something's come up and you're concerned about something, or you just want to, you know, have a discussion, we'd love to chat with you. So it's 488-5299.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. And again, that we love to serve clients, especially during this holiday season, this holy day season of Christmas. And, you know, I know there's some folks out there that, truth be known, Colleen, do not celebrate Christmas for one reason or the other. And we love them. You know that sometimes their doctrine, I suppose, would indicate that they don't want to enjoy and celebrate the birth of Jesus for a variety of reasons. And so so be it. And so that the I hope they celebrate it sometime during the year, because it's a wonderful time to celebrate and a wonderful event to celebrate. And so in any event, that if you're out there, please call in today. That our number is 488-5299. We'd love to have you dial in, tune in, and share your thoughts. Today we're going to be talking about one of the things I wanted to talk about a lot is, and again, especially if you have a bankruptcy need or, you know, things of that nature, we have a chat box at www.debtfreeva.com, and we would be happy to share with you the free information about how to get rid of your bills in a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, restructure your bills, get a fresh start, possibly clean up your credit. There's a lot of people that run up a lot of debts this year as far as just this pandemic, and of course the holiday season always tends to make that happen. January is the perfect time to get your life and your finances back in order. So contact us and we'll be happy to try to help you at least figure out what the options are. So today I really wanted to talk about, there was a couple of articles that have come up recently. And, you know, one of the articles I went to pull up just prior to the show wouldn't pull up. And I'm wondering if something's happened to the them being blocked. I'm not sure. But that there's a lot of things going on right now that people aren't aware of. There was a video, a feed that I, a news feed that I had come across very recently, actually on the Stu Peters show. If you've never listened to Stu Peters, he's a wonderful American patriot that is doing a great job of getting information out to help America. What I then researched after that was that the state of affairs right now, as far as what's getting ready to happen in 2000, you know, we always look for a happy new year, but there's a lot of things going on that's going to tell us that there's going to be a lot of things going on that could be very, very unfortunate. Did you know, Colleen, that on Monday, that New York politicians are pushing a bill to allow the governor to indefinitely detain the unvaccinated, basically a FEMA camp sort of a FEMA camp sort of bill that would, if you're unvaccinated, the governor could call you a significant threat to public health. And of course, that would mean the unvaccinated. Were you aware that was getting ready to be voted on Monday?
No, I hadn't heard that. I mean, I heard some other cities are starting to crack down or starting to do more with their mandates and things like that. But I hadn't heard that about New York. No.
Well, you know, several weeks ago, we spoke about this mass psychosis that is really something that is very identifiable. And it seems to be that this shock and awe sort of cycle where fear and intimidation, which usually is characterized by a quote unquote spike in the infection rate of whatever sort of virus they decided to call this thing now, happens. And then what ends up happening is that after some point in time, the victim, the person that's being the subject of this psychosis, starts giving into what's called a psychotic insight that basically is fed to them by the person creating the psychosis. And that psychotic insight is the direction that the person is being led to go. And of course, you know, in this particular case, what we've seen over the last year is the psychotic insight would be that if we got vaccinated, then there would be a return to normal. But that, you know, the WHO just came out with this warning saying that no country can boost its way out, is the words they said, of a COVID pandemic. And so, you know, we're up to the fourth or fifth booster shot. They're going to be three or four a year forever is what their plan is. It's part of their overall, they're going to come up with new variants until they run out of letters, and they're going to create a new disease. And what's amazing is that all this is being done so that they can, you know, control the narrative. They can control the populace and impose their will upon the people. And so this mass psychosis, this clamping down, then letting up, this clamping down, seems to be on a four-month basis is what happens every time. Is getting ready to happen again. And so that's the beginning of the new year. And so in the beginning of the new year, that this video that I watched on the Stu Peters show, it said that that it had been leaked, that basically, you know, that the Biden regime was getting ready to unleash a whole bunch of new travel restrictions, you know, plane travel, federal public health travel, you know, Amtrak, things of that nature, as well as interstate travel, going state to state. And if you weren't, quote unquote, fully vaccinated, which means that however many vaccines that they want you to have taken by the time that they pull out the next fear tactic, you wouldn't be able to travel on those. And so a lot of people don't know that because it really hasn't been made public. But come January, the beginning of January, you're going to see that course, you have all these different sort of mandates that are being taken up to the Supreme Court. We don't know what direction they're going to go, but I believe, as I've discussed before, that, you know, the Supreme Court is compromised. And so I'm not looking for good things to happen out of the Supreme Court. But then on the heels of all this, you know, the coming surge that we can tell you is going to happen because it's being communicated. Everybody's, all the talking heads are saying the same thing about this Omicron being so, infectious. And there's one death. I've heard one death is what the last thing I heard a couple of days ago of all the infections everywhere. It's the biggest nothing burger that ever happened. And in fact, Colleen, in fact, the CDC says that 97.5 of the CPR tests give false positives. That means 97.5% of the people that were claimed to have been infected with some sort of variant of COVID or its variants were false positive. 97.5%. There wasn't a flu season last year, which has never happened before. So, you know, what's going on is this is a manufactured event. The PCR tests don't say on it, you know, when you give the person a test, one, it says 97.5% inaccurate, but then it doesn't say lambda or delta or beta or Omicron. It doesn't say that on there. They can't even isolate the COVID-19 virus in a petri dish and grow it. There's something really strange about this. How can you possibly say that there's an upsurge in anything if 97.5 of the time that you test a person, it's inaccurate? And of the 2.5% that are accurate, how can you even determine that's a COVID-19 if you can't identify what COVID-19 is, if you can't isolate it and determine what it is, much less a variant of what that is? It's a complete, it's ridiculous, you know, and to just ask a doctor, well, how do you know it's Omicron? How do you know it's Delta? How do you know it's Lambda? How do you know that it's whatever? You know, that question is not even being asked, but we do know that 97.5% of the time that the CPR test was used, it was inaccurate. It was just wrong. So anyhow, part of this contrived narrative to continue with this mass psychosis is to put people under a real threat of harm. And so New York politicians are pushing that bill. And we're going to read a little bit about that. But, you know, what's going on, Colin? What's your thoughts about this?
Well, again, it's just more on top of each other. You know, it is a scare thing with like Omicron, but I heard in some places now, I think, did it start like in Africa to begin with? And now they're saying that that's kind of going away too. So that's interesting too, that it spiked very high with lots of cases supposedly because it transmits more than the other things. But then now it's slowing down.
But the biggest problem with it is you don't know you have it. That's the whole issue, is that nobody knows. The only way that you're going to find out that you've got Omicron, if they test you. And how do they possibly know what variant you have of a the COVID-19 virus if they can't even tell, if 97.5% of the time it's wrong, much less it doesn't pop up like with a little, you know, meter saying, oh, this is Omicron. It doesn't do that. So, you know, I'm completely baffled. I've asked folks that have medical backgrounds, and they said, I don't really know the answer to that question. So if you know that answer to that question, and we're all about science here. And so that, trust me, that we are about science. And the truth is this is not science. This is a manufactured diseased in order to get compliance so that we surrender our freedom. That's what this is. So if you know that, please call in 488-5299. We'd love to talk to you about it. You don't have to give your name. Just, you know, that give us your facts. You know, we'd love to talk to you about it.
Let's talk about this bill
that is currently set to be heard on January 5th at the New York Senate and that they could pass a bill that would allow this really communist sort of governor they have, this Kathy Hochul, to do this, to detain cases, contacts, carriers, or anyone suspected of presenting a significant threat to public health. You know, understand that means the unvaccinated, and that just allow this governor that, you know, near unlimited power to whimsically target whoever she pleases for pretty much any reason at all, and send them off to Camp COVID, you know, for cleansing and re-education. Doesn't that sound crazy? I mean, this is America. This is a real bill that they're going to, and this Omicron is the basis for doing it. They got to put people away because, just like in Australia, they got these camps in Australia now. Did you know that, that they're putting people in camps in Australia, Colleen?
I mean, it's kind of crazy to hear all of that, for sure. We've got Tony on the line if you want to take Tony's comments.
Sure, we'll take Tony. He knows as much as I do about this thing. Tony, are you on the line? Tony, you there?
Hey, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing better and better. Good to have you on the line today. Where are you calling from? Prescott?
Yeah, Prescott. Just walking around the city. You're touching on something very important. And I think it's worth re-saying again, people have to realize that we are dealing with a virus. They say exists. They have not yet been able to isolate in a lab and regrow. So what are they testing for? What's really going on? And I think the biggest answer to that question is it's about being able to control us, control the population, push their narrative, and push an election agenda that lets them take over the country somewhat and keep us in some place of fear all the time.
Well, you know, we got a new year coming up, and you know, if you're a military person, and we are a military town, especially if you're a somebody that spent time overseas in places where you've been trained to understand how civil war happens. Call in because you know I've spoken to some folks that have background. And what they say is usually there's rumblings, there's discontent, but then there is revolt. You know, it happens spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't know when it's going to happen, but that, you know, if you start putting people in jail, you know, this bill states that they can hold you, well, no longer than 60 days at a time. You know, and unless you get some sort of court order that allows you to get out. And so that you start putting mom or dad or son or daughter in jail for 60 days because they don't want to take let's say they always about the TTTs, right? Test, mm-hmm. Treat, and what's the third one? There's three T's that Our Lady House person. There was the three T's: test, treat, and trace. So that they're all big on that because what happens is, let's say that they trace you, that they say that you were near somebody that was quote unquote infected by a COVID-19 sort of strain. Well, then what they would then do is they would tell you, well, you need to quarantine. He said, I ain't going to quarantine. I feel terrific. I've never had a problem that, you know, I take ivermectin, you know, that I take hydroxychloroquine. I'm not going to get sick. You know, that's what the facts say. But they say, no, mm-hmm. The government decides where to put, what to determine, who to determine is reasonably likely to be a significant threat to public health. From there, the department is free to decide where they put the medical facilities or who they put in what medical facilities the law says as they deem appropriate. The language is purposely vague and so gives them almost unbridled discretion to just be tyrants. And so, you know, after 60 days that they actually allow, this bill actually provides, take a look on the internet, take a look at Bill A416, mm-hmm. New York. Mm-hmm. It allows an additional 90 days to consider the detention of the individual, which can just last indefinitely. The bill goes on to state that any individual who has been exposed or infected to that contagious disease, the tracing part of that TTT, must complete an appropriate prescribed course of treatment, preventative medication or vaccine. That's talking about forced inoculations of this bioweapon called a vaccine. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and what they're doing is we're saying, no, we don't want to. They're finding ways to force you. And think about it. Never in the history of mankind has this ever happened. Never in any kind of history has natural immunity been thrown out the window. And here they are. They suddenly can say that there's a disease that's so bad they have to take care of us with it. But the disease isn't hurting. This new Omicron has one death in 50 countries.
It's just the facts are out there. 99.98% of the time, with even with folks that have great morbidities, don't have a problem with it, don't die from it at least. You know, the amount of damage that they are causing to our kids, to our you know, who knows what they're doing with the vaccines as far as infertility, myocarditis, neurological damage, you name it. But that, you know, it's all part of their plan to take control of the populace. And for those that don't fall in line, this is how they go after them. For the people like you and me, Tony, for people that don't want to get vaccinated because they know it's a bad deal, it's a bad thing, that anything they tell you to do, you know you don't want to do it for a variety of reasons and for reasons you don't even know sometimes. They're going to say that we're going to define that all they have to do is a potential threat as they deem appropriate could put you in a lockdown situation for 60, increase that by 90 days after that. And until you actually get vaccinated, you know, quote unquote vaccinated, that they're going to keep you in there. This is going to cause problems in New York. You know, if this thing passes, and they control the legislature, and the governor signs, and she will. You're gonna have some issues.
And you have the first time where Americans have to make a decision to stand up against their government, who's being clearly tyrannical, clearly a tyrant. And I mean, look where we are today. For the first time in history, you got a third of the population running around afraid, having put a mask on. I mean,
well, we talked about it. The kids that were given the opportunity to draw a picture of themselves, a whole bunch of like 3 and 4 year olds, they all draw the picture with their mask on. That's how they see themselves. You know, this mind control is just unbelievable.
Go ahead. I mean, it's crazy.
So, you know, that this Hochul, this, I don't know if you say her name, Hochul or Hochul, she's, you know, she's no friend of health freedom. She's a medical tyrant. You know, you see this because even after being installed as, you know, the whatever you want to call Cuomo, you know, based on his womanizing sort of things that caused him to step down, she indicated that any state employee who is fired for refusing jabs will not be eligible for unemployment insurance. So, you know, that if you don't take the jab as a New York employee, you're not going to get covered by unemployment insurance. And now she's apparently salivating over the prospect of being able to wave her magic wand and then have, you know, unvaccinated New Yorkers forcibly detained, strapped down, injected, and held down for as long as they want in some sort of COVID concentration camp until, you know, they decide, whoever's in power, the government decides it's necessary to decides what's necessary to eradicate this, you know, this supposed disease. It's just crazy, Tony. So
it's against our constitution.
Oh, it's absolutely unconstitutional. And you know, so, you know, a lot of times we would in the past said, well, you know, we'll just take it to court. We'll use our constitutional rights. But I'm telling you that I'm an attorney, and I see the way the court's dealing with a lot of these things. It's really, really scary that all three branches of our government, have been compromised to a great degree. There might be a few in there that have not been compromised, but for the most part, we don't see any congressmen. We don't see any Republicans, you know, standing up and screaming that, you know, that one, that we're, all this is going on, but not even that we should be in the UN, the WHO, all those folks that are causing this sort of environment to exist. So, you know, I'm very concerned about what the new year holds. Colleen, what's your thoughts on this?
No, again, just like you said, I think a lot of it is fear and stirring up people. And again, we have to stand strong with it if you believe a certain way. I mean, I do know, you know, the rhetoric out there is, you know, trying to persuade more and more people to go ahead. I saw the president's speech the other day where, you know, it's like, okay, well, if you aren't vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you haven't got the booster, get the booster. And all of that, and they're coming off of now even being friendly to the prior administration, saying, hey, well, Trump got his vaccine, and da-da-da, or other Republican. I know even Youngkin mentioned that he had gotten it, and he's encouraging vaccines, but at the same time, not a fan of mandates and all of that kind of thing. So I think it's just, you know, letting people be free with their choice on what they want to do without, you know, and I don't know how we change that in society's mindset.
Well, you know, that you mentioned that statement that I'm trying to pull that up real quick. The statement that showed up on the government website. Let me see if I can pull that up. And so it's a very scary thing, they said. And so that the let's see if I can find it. I don't think I can find it real quick, but it basically said that if you're unvaccinated, it's going to be a great year. But if you're vaccinated, it's going to be a great year. But if you're not vaccinated, it's going to be death and sickness for you. We're down to 1 minute, Tony. Any last thoughts before we close this up? What's that?
This will be a year of death and so for us.
It's going to be a bad. Listen, that they're targeting the unvaccinated. They're going to try to make anybody that's resisting somebody that's going to be not only discriminated against, but like the New York statute that they're trying to pass, hauled off to a Camp COVID and possibly never released. You know that it's really out of control, folks. Listen, we wish you the very very best this upcoming Christmas week. We have 2 days before Christmas. We're praying for you, that we're praying for this country. We would ask you to pray for us. Colleen, I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. Tony, thank you for calling in so much times this year. It's been a real a blessing to have you call in on a regular basis. We hope to hear from you much more in the between now and the new year and the upcoming new year. So, folks, God bless you. Have a great day. Have a wonderful Christmas. And this is to one thing we do know is that God is in control. And that as long as we rely on him, we're going to be okay. God bless you and have a great day.
I've been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.